This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto news, exclusive interviews, real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I've been quarantined so long, I don't even know how to drive anymore. I'm going to have to go back to driver's ed. But unfortunately, they don't have driver's ed. We're screwed. That's all there is to it. BJ Colleen joining me, voice of reason in my automotive world. BJ, I haven't driven a new car other than my own stuff in months because, of course, I live in small town USA. You living just outside of Las Vegas, you have the ability to get some test cars. God bless you. I was wondering the other day, I thought, how are the magazines, you know, still testing cars? Well, they have long-term fleet vehicles, and the ones that are in the major cities are, you know, I guess they're getting a trickle of cars. But, you know, if you live anywhere outside of the beaten path like I do, the flow of test cars is non-existent for the last like 3 or 4 months for me. So if I wasn't out buying cars, I wouldn't know what to talk about. But I'm glad you're here to talk about some new cars.
Yeah, I've started getting, you know, I wasn't doing them because I was going back to New York a lot. And I'm like, I'm not leaving the car sitting here with nobody to drive them. So I figured I'd put off a hold. So, but then I said, okay, let's get started again since I probably got 2 or 3 months before I got to go back. So I lined up a bunch of really cool cars, starting with the Genesis G90. I've also got sitting in the driveway right now the Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Oh. I've got the new Kia Seltos coming. So we have a lot to talk about in some upcoming shows, so it should be fun. But this Genesis, I got to tell you, you know, when you get in a luxury vehicle, it just spoils you for everything else because there's so many features. It's really everything you could ever want. And, you know, Genesis is a relatively new brand. It's been around for 4 years, so not that many people know about it. They are the luxury arm of Hyundai, which everybody knows who Hyundai is. They're making some great vehicles. They only have like 3.5 out now, I should say, because they've got the G70, G80, G90, and then the GV80 they're introducing. And they've got some other cars down the line. So they don't have a big lineup, and they certainly don't have any standalone dealership. So it kind of makes it a little bit more difficult.
You're talking about the Genesis brand not having
standalone. The Genesis brand, right.
So, not Hyundai. You know, now, and you said it, though. Let me just tell you, first of all, for those that don't know this brand, it's a little bit of if you know, you know, which is Dodge's thing. But if you know what it is, you know that it's really nice. It's sadly, when I came to your house and sat in your amazing easy chair, I wanted to throw mine away. And that's what happens when you get into these cars. You know, it's like you get out of your kind of your, you know, your 5-year-old car, which is not that old. And the technology is pretty darn good in 2015 cars. But you get into a 2020 vehicle, and then you get into a 2020 premium luxury machine like this Genesis you're talking about, the G90. And you're like, I can't even go back to my old easy chair car. You know what I mean?
It totally does spoil you, you know. But again, remember that, you know, this car starts at 75,700. So you're out the door, you're over 76,000 with the freight and handling. But I mean, it really, it has everything. It's got a great engine. It's got a 5-liter engine, 420 horsepower, 383 pound-feet of torque. It's got an 8-speed automatic transmission with paddle shifters. It's got drive modes. It's got adaptive suspension. It's got 22-way seats. I mean, it's like
again,
you can get comfortable instantly.
Easy chair.
It's got every feature you can ever want. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And then you think, okay, so they've loaded it up. It's like a luxury yacht. But the truth is, it really has all the features. But with the drive modes, if you put it in sport mode, you would swear you're driving a sports car when you start stepping on the throttle because the shift points are so quick and the tipping is easy and everything about it. You know, you're laughing as you're going down the road because, hey, this is supposed to be a luxury car, not a sports car that has a lot of luxury in it. But it really kind of is the best of both worlds if you can afford it.
Well, so, and that's the thing. You know, I mean, if you're looking for a luxury machine, this is one of those vehicles that you really ought to check out. But, you know, you said it. It's like, when you drive a car that makes you kind of giggle in a giddy kind of way, that's when you are driven to delight. And you talked about something, I don't even know if people even know what you were saying when you said tip in. The tip right. in, you know, when you push your foot on the gas and it is so smooth and it is so precise that, it, you know, how I don't even know how to say it, but, you know, professional drivers talk about tip in. And when you drive a car that just has that driven to delight type flavor to it, it's the little things like she talked about right there, the tip in of the throttle response. These are the little things that add up to big dollars in the end. You want to know what makes you giddy? It's that. It's that extra tenth. We'll take a little break. Talking with BJ Colleen about the Genesis G90. She got a bunch of cars to talk about. I haven't driven anything. I'm just driving my old junk. It's terrible. I gotta complain to somebody.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks to our friends at Brembo, the choice of champions, Brembo Brakes. Talking with my buddy BJ Colleen, the voice of reason in my automotive world. She's been editors of car magazines. What was your job at Motor Trend when you were there?
I was the road test editor.
Test editor at Motor Trend magazine, yep. Back in the day.
Yep.
You know, it's funny. I think all good journalists start at Motor Trend, but, you know... It's because both of us started there. Well, you started a motorcycle, didn't you?
I actually started motorcycles. That's but yeah, you know, nobody gets anywhere they are without the help of other people, you know. And I was very lucky to have a lot of great mentors in my life. And my dad was definitely one of them. And Rick Titus, you know, who's an award winning race car driver and a journalist also, has been on somebody else who played a major role in my career also. But, you know, and in turn, you turn around and help other people. And I've done that a lot with a lot of the upcoming female automotive journalists as well. So, you know, it's just a good thing to do karma wise where you just help everybody else.
Yep, but good point.
Thanks for saying that. But let's talk a little bit more about the Genesis brand, because it really is kind of cool. Like I said, they're a startup, and, you know, Acura and Infiniti and Lexus are all second channels that started up and are doing really well. And I know Genesis and Time will just continue to do great because they've won the North American Car of the Year award. I think it was the G70. And, you know, they really are trying to focus on the client experience because they're doing something called complimentary service valet. And it's something that Lincoln does too. It's called pickup and delivery, where they'll come to your house or your office or wherever you are, and they'll pick up your car. They'll leave you alone, or they'll go get it serviced and bring it back to you. You know, the truth is we can't go in dealerships right now because of what's going on with the virus. But the truth is you really don't have to go to a dealership. You know, you can fill out a lot of the paperwork online and do everything through DocuSign, and you can buy your car that way. You can get your car serviced this way. I mean, Genesis really understands that in order to attract a luxury client, you have to provide services that are going to make them feel it's worthwhile. So they've got 3-year complimentary care. They've got a good connected services program where, you know, they've got a concierge if you want it. And so they just make it really nice. And of course, it has the Genesis and Kia 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, you know, that Genesis and Hyundai and Kia have been doing for a long time.
Right, which is brilliant.
It is. It's absolutely brilliant. It's funny because it really started with them trying to show that they have great quality products, but some of the manufacturers have done it and pulled it away after a while, but they're keeping it. And you've got to love them for doing something like that.
I
so
agree.
Not only, you know, even though it's a $75,000 car, when you think about comparing it to a Mercedes or to something else that's equally high end, a BMW, it's actually really a great value. And I know luxury people don't really like talking about value, but rich people didn't get rich by wasting their money. And so on the Genesis brand, You know, you're not getting a three-pointing star. You're not getting a flying propeller. But if you can look past that and really drive the vehicle and understand all the standard features and all the safety features and all the powertrain technology and the handling and the ride quality and the quietness of this vehicle and the audio system. I didn't even mention the Lexicon audio from Harman Kardon, our friends at Harman International. You know, it's just a well-rounded, great luxury vehicle at a great price with great amenities. So it's hard to, you know, I know I'm gushing a lot, but it really is a good vehicle.
Well, when you have a vehicle that comes out, and this brand is relatively young, and it is to be compared to the Lexus and the Infiniti, the Genesis brand from Hyundai is a premium brand that has been winning all kinds of accolades from the entire industry. And you know, not easy for them to come out as a, of course, you know, if you look at Hyundai, it started out as a real entry-level vehicle, very value-minded, value-conscious brand. And all of a sudden, here they're coming out with a car that's 75 grand. You're like, wait a minute, I thought you guys were the guys that made those inexpensive cars. You know, it's like, well, we do, and we still do a really great job at that, and they do. But now, all of a sudden, they're doing what Toyota did, which is to create the premium brand Lexus, and what Infiniti is to Nissan. And but you mentioned something I thought was kind of funny. You know, the three-pointed star and the propeller, Mercedes-Benz and BMW, the logo is a spinning propeller. So, right. You know, that blew past a lot of people, but I caught it. And I was like, I'm going to tell people what that means. I don't know that everybody knows what that means. But anyway, listen, let's talk about thanks to Genesis for letting BJ drive that car. I can't wait to get behind the wheel. But a nice option for those of you who want to get a super premium vehicle that people are going to go, hey, Jimmy, what do you got there? Because not everybody knows what this is. Stealth wealth, they call it. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Toyota's new introductions of the Venza and the Sienna. This is The Drive. Stray cat sitting on a fence. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, if you're in the market for a new car, we're talking about them. Our show is brought to you in part by the Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Check out the new Subaru at the Subaru dealers near you. BJ Colleen is joining us, and she is talking about some new vehicles. We talked about the Genesis G90. Now Toyota has shown us a couple of new vehicles. BJ, what do we got here?
Well, before I talk about the cars, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
How many auto shows do you think you've gone to over the years where the executives give the opening speech about the industry and their company?
Well, at the auto shows, I mean, because the journalists are there, they bring out usually their top brass or their best speaker anyway. Sometimes they should bring out their best speaker because their top brass can't even speak English. But a lot. Why? What you got?
Well, I'm just saying, when they did the reveal for the new Sienna and the Venza, they had Bob Carter, who's their top executive.
Yeah.
But they are the worst actors you've ever seen in your whole entire life.
I know.
You can tell they're reading a script. And it's like, I'm going to start a business. You can help me. We're going to teach acting lessons to automotive executives because they are so hard to believe because you can tell they're reading and it's just horrendous. And it kind of gets in the way of the message. And the only executive, and you'll agree with me completely because we know him well, is Ralph Gilles from FCA,
right,
who never, ever used a script. He knew his car, he knew his product, he knew his information, and he talked off the cuff, and he was great. And I wish he'd give every presentation. And I love the Toyota guys. You know, they're nice guys in person, but they just cannot act. And when you're reading from a script, it really detracts from the information that they're trying to give, especially when – the writer throws in a joke or two, and it's really a terrible, like a dad joke.
You know? Yeah, right. Oh, you man.
Know, but you know exactly what I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, and, you know, here's the thing. The guys, you know, of course, now Ralph is a design guy. He also races cars, so he's a real, you know, racer Joe kind of guy. He also happens to have this amazing love affair with the automobile the way most enthusiasts do. So he's talking authentically from the heart, and he knows his shiznit is what's going on. He knows it inside and out. But imagine running. He's not running an entire company. Imagine, you know, this poor guy that comes up who's running the entire company. He's dealing with COVID problems right now. He's dealing with, wasn't this the guy that was at the White House recently on TV?
Yeah, Bob Kurt, I think he was.
I think he was, right? So, I mean, he's dealing with all this stuff, and then he's got to come down and try and deliver the super polished message that the PR people give him. And he doesn't dare make a mistake in this world today. So, yeah, I feel sorry for those guys. You know what I mean?
You're right. I understand, but I just think it's.
I know, no,
but I think I could sell acting lessons to.
Painful to watch, though. I get it.
Yes, it is. It's painful to watch. All right, so enough of that. Let me talk a little bit about the cars. So they introduced two vehicles earlier this week: the 2021 Venza and the 2021 Sienna. And the Sienna, everybody knows, right? It's their minivan. This is the fourth generation. It's been around for, boy, decades, I guess. And it's not like minivan sales are huge, but they're pretty steady. I think they're close to about a half a million a year on and off, give or take a couple hundred thousand. But the truth is that the Sienna has always been a very popular minivan, and they're just going to continue to make it better and better.
By the way, those things are not cheap either.
No,
they are. You can drop $50,000 in a heartbeat on a really loaded one.
Yeah, especially because they're going to be offering, you know, a top-of-the-line platinum edition. And anything with the word platinum in it, you better get out your checkbook because you'll be writing some big numbers on that. Right. You know that. So, but the Sienna is pretty cool because they're doing a bunch of different things. They are going to all hybrid now. Not plug-in hybrid, just the hybrid.
Wow.
So, you know, you can still put your gas in it and don't have to worry if you don't want to run it on EV power or anything like that. But Toyota is all about making sure that they are really into electrification. And they expect to have hybrids be 25% of the sales by 2025, which is not that far away. You got to figure 4 short years. So everything they're going to do from now on pretty much is going to either be straight hybrid or have some kind of hybrid version. I don't know if they're going to be making straight gas-powered vehicles anymore.
I have to say, I don't disagree with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that because you get the first, you know, 15 or 20 or 30 miles. I don't know what it is on this vehicle because it's bigger. But on electricity, and you have regenerative braking, and so every time you hit the brakes, you're charging the battery up a little bit. And I mean, personally, I think that the history proves with the Prius, I've seen these things with a 250,000 miles, 250,000 miles, and they're still going. I have a friend who was just a little while ago. He's gone. I go, how many miles? He goes, I don't know, 250,000. I go, what? I go, that's amazing. He goes, runs perfect. It's a hybrid. Now, I wouldn't want to replace the battery, but I also think that it's smart because there's a lot of mom and pop drivers that just go to the store and back 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 miles. It's all on electricity. I believe that this could be a really good move on their part. That's my opinion.
And I agree, too. I mean, they're saying that the vehicle's not going to be on sale till the fourth quarter, which we're talking, you know, November, probably October, November. But they said it's going to get 33 miles per gallon combined. So that's not even the highway number. That's a combined number, which is usually a little bit lower than the highway number. So that's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
They're talking about they're going to have three trim levels, XSE, Limited Platinum. It's going to come standard with SafetySense 2.0 and their blind spot monitoring system, which is amazing because usually the blind spot system costs a little bit extra.
All the standard stuff that most of these late model machines have these days. Let me take a break. We'll come back and talk about the other one, the Venza. Toyota just announced a couple of new vehicles, or new models anyway, for the 2021 year. That's what we're talking about with BJ Colleen. We'll be right back.
In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
And joining me right now, BJ Colleen, automotive journalist, voice of reason in my world. I got to tell you, I do appreciate all the years. I was looking through some pictures the other day, and it was like 2013, 2010. We've been doing this together a long time, BJ.
Yes, we have, but we've known each other longer than we've been doing the radio show.
Oh,
so,
yeah, no, but it's been fun. Matter of fact, on deck next, Josh Hancock. It's so sad that, you know, of course, we're all separated by a, you know, between 300 or 400 and 1,000 miles, and with Dick Messer over in Florida, he's, you know, a couple thousand miles away, so or more. But today, let's see, we're going to have Ed Justice Jr., Josh Hancock, BJ Colleen, the old clan getting together,
yeah,
putting the old band back together again. Anyway,
well, maybe when we can start driving again and start, you know, traveling, we'll do a show from LA where everybody can meet up. That'd be a lot of fun. Even
that
if
would
we
be.
Just go find a restaurant and sit in there someplace.
Yeah,
so
totally. We'll have to do that. So, you were talking about the 2021 Sienna minivan that Toyota has just shown. We talked about that it's going to be made in hybrid form, which I think is great. Have they announced any kind of pricing on this thing yet?
No, they haven't announced pricing, but you're right. It's not going to be cheap. You know, the good thing is it is built here in Princeton, Indiana. They are going to make all-wheel drive available across the line, which is nice. But two features that they pointed out, it's going to have a vacuum, which, you know, Honda actually started, which is kind of cool. And it's going to have a rear fridge. So I think that's great. You got kids traveling. Yeah. You want to keep some sodas and some sandwiches cold. You don't need an extra cooler. You just stick it in the little rear fridge. I don't know how big it is. I don't think it's huge.
Probably
but,
just little.
Hey, you know, the minivan, right? You should have stuff
perfect.
Like that.
So. All right. Well, so when they announce pricing, we'll probably pop on and say something about it. The styling, I saw a picture of it. It looks a little better. I think they've done, Toyota in the last 5 years has gone like bazonkers with their styling. It's really good. I mean, they used to be that they made refrigerators with four wheels on them, and now they actually make some really nice looking cars. I bought a Toyota Supra. I love looking at it. I think it's beautiful. I didn't like it at first either, but when I saw it in different colors, color really does change the body lines. It's just, I got a black one. So, you know, that's like, I believe that's the first new Toyota I've ever bought. I bought a new Honda. My first new car was a Honda Accord in 1982.
Wow.
A brand new Honda Accord.
You're old.
And then I bought a brand new, I owned that car 1 year, and some lady said, I love your car. It was like a root beer brown with fancy little gold inky wheels on it. And she says, do you want to sell it? And I laughed. I said, no, I don't want to sell it. I had owned it about 6 months. And sure enough, I mean, literally in a parking lot, she convinced me to sell it to her and go buy another new car. I'd had it for 6 months. She paid me what I paid for it, brand new.
That's sweet.
And you know what that was? $79.95. So I thought, I got to drive a brand new car for 6 months and had fun with it and start over. So, you know, my second car I bought was a 1983 GMC diesel 3/4 ton pickup truck. And I drove that for 2 or 3 years. Yeah, but it's interesting. You know, I mean, I look at my first cars, and of course, I've always loved diesels. I would love to see diesel hybrids. I think that's, again, something they could do. If you really have the super cheap, like Alan Taylor, I would buy a diesel hybrid. I want to buy, you know, my next one, I want to buy a Jeep Gladiator diesel. They're making them. So that's going to be
brother.
My next.
I can see you in that.
My
easily.
Next purchase. All right. So Toyota just launched two vehicles, the new Sienna, the design. Give me 1 minute on the design of it. Do you think it was nice? I liked it.
It's okay.
It's a minivan,
Yeah, it's a minivan, and it's got a big lower air dam, front intake, and it's a little horsey for me, kind of along the Lexus side, which I'm not crazy about, but the rest of the car looks good. So, it's a minivan, like you said.
When you look back at minivans, you go, oh my God, that was ugly. And that one doesn't look so bad. And you look at the old original Toyota Prius. What do they call the Privia minivans?
Boy, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You look back and it's like some of them got so ugly. And today's minivans are not bad looking. All right, let's change subjects. No. Let's talk about this 2021 Toyota Venza.
The Venza was around for a while, and then it went away. It was their 2019, went away last year, and then they brought it back as a 2021 crossover. And actually, I like the way the Venza looks. It's kind of like, it's like in between a small SUV and a medium-sized SUV, so right. It kind of fits in between. But it's actually, this is also going to be a 100% hybrid vehicle. They got it on their new TNGA platform that they can swap out in and out and change the covers on the heads on different cars and stuff.
Right.
So you just can have the great same platform. 100% all-wheel drive. They're talking about a 40 mph combined MPG, which is impressive. 219 horsepower. But one of the coolest features that this has that I didn't hear about before, they call it the Stargaze Fixed Panorama Glass Roof. Okay. And it has something called frost control. So if you want to, you can flip a switch and the sunroof will be all glass that you can see through, and it's wonderful. You hit it again and it'll go to 100% frosted. And I know you've seen some of the bathrooms that people have that when you do that, you turn the light and the glass goes to frost. And it's kind of cool because it really keeps out all the UV rays. So instead of having to have a cover, you just hit the switch and the glass frosts up instantly. And I just thought that was like the trickiest thing out there. So that's like really cool technology that they're working with.
But
so,
it's not actually frost. It just looks frosted. It's actually, electronically done, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen frosted glass before, on a window and stuff like that. But it's really... it's pretty cool technology. But the Venza offers, it's going to come in LE, XLE, and limited trim, so no platinum, so it should be affordable. But it's nice that it's going to have all kinds of safety features. It's going to have their 2.0 safety sense with everything that goes with that. So all the, semi-autonomous driving safety features and things. And it really is, it's going to have, like I said, 2.5 liter four-cylinder engine with 219 horsepower. Total system horsepower. They're going to have selectable drive modes, normal eco sport. So, it's really kind of nice that they have set this vehicle up to be a little bit of everything for everybody.
Right.
So you've got a hybrid for those who care about fuel economy. You got, decent seating for people who have families. And, it's just going to be affordable and it looks really good. So I think they're going to be pretty successful with the new Venza.
What I like to do is I like to ask somebody who owns one of these vehicles, so what do you love about it and what do you hate about it? And it's very interesting. Of course, Subaru with their, love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Most of the owners of these vehicles, they love them. But every now and then, you get somebody that'll say, well, it's got blind spots and the trunk isn't big enough or whatever the complaints are. Those are the ones that really their opinion matters. They've lived with the vehicle. So it's interesting. All right, BJ, thank you.
Thank you, as always.
Josh Hancock on deck. I'm sure he would love to be on with you, but, social, what do we call this? Audio distancing. You're supposed to be 6 feet away audibly. That's what we are. BJ Killeen, my friend, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a little break. Josh Hancock from Josh Carr will be up next. It's The Drive.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Josh Hancock joining us now. Josh is the man with the cars in Hollywood, but is Hollywood even happening lately? I guess that's what we're going to... What is going on in Hollywood, Josh?
Do you think that's funny, Alan? Is that funny to you?
I was going to say he's the man in Hollywood, but I was like, wait a minute.
I can tell I'm going to yell on this call, so I'm going to back up from the mic.
Oh, what a weird world we're in right now, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, look, all of production is shut down, period. So the studios are empty and everybody's talking about, you know, how to get things going again.
Right.
And I will make a general statement about this. Two of the biggest issues are insurance. And I don't think people understand how much insurance it takes to run a production. Because if you're spending $45 million over 6 months and halfway through your main actor dies or gets incapacitated, you know, you have to bond all your major actors. And then if you're in the middle of somewhere and your set burns down, you know, you need protection from that. So insurance is a huge business in production, and there's a real problem with that right now.
Mm. Well, I could imagine that's puts a kibosh on doing anything. Like you said, if somebody gets, you know, the virus thing and they blame it on the fact that they had to be on set, that's a disaster.
Right. Well, that, and then everything that's put forward, all the different unions in the movie business have to approve it for their members. So we're not talking about four or five unions. We're talking about over 20.
Mm. Wow.
So you've got that aspect.
So,
and I really don't think that we're going to be shooting anything until September.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, it's weird. I got to say, it's like watching American Idol and all these shows where they have to do them from home, The Voice. These are two shows that my wife really likes to watch. And, you know, it's like, I mean, I know, you know, Ryan Seacrest, because I do the show with him and Kelly Ripa. And, man, he made fun of my big hair one time. I yelled at the television screen the other night. I go, big hair, huh? Okay, Ryan. You know, because his hair was huge, you know. And he looked, let me tell you, he looked a little greasy. I thought to myself, put some makeup on, Ryan, you know. Because
I'm surprised at Hollywood. You know, you watch the late night talk shows, Kimmel and the rest of them.
Yeah.
Some of them aren't doing a very good job with their consistency in terms of lighting and sound and the rest of it.
I know. I mean, just go back to American Idol, because it was just, you know, we just watched the finale of it the other day, but it was so funny because, you know, Ryan Seacrest, he's like the most professional announcer dude in the business living today. He's just good. And he seemed tired. One of his eyes seemed a little droopy. You're watching this and I'm like, this looks so close to real life. It's scary. The Hollywood effect is no longer there of the perfect look, the perfect hair, the perfect lighting, you know, the just the consciousness of television was gone. It was like, it was just real. But that also adds an element of authenticity to it, which was kind of alluring, I think.
Well, I think that's another thing in, you know, we're talking about shooting on stage a lot. We're also talking about trying to keep the actors further away from each other using camera angles, which you can do.
Right.
But we're talking about doing so much on stage and so much less practical work that the audience is going to have to get used to that too in the beginning.
Yeah. No,
we won't have these big exterior shots like we have now, these grandiose shots, and we're not going to have a lot of driving shots, you know, period.
Yeah. Well, our world is changing, and hopefully it won't take a terrible amount of time to get back to some sort of normalcy. But I think when we get back to what we are going to say is normal, it ain't going to be normal anymore. The car business is really, I think that the car business, I mean, of course, the sporting business is, you know, sporting as far as, you know, basketball and stadium stuff is, that's messed up. But the car business for car shopping and car buying, it's different now. And I don't think it'll ever go back because the old way was broken anyway, Josh.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny, I've had conversations with two dealers today, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. Now, the East Coast, meaning New England, she's got a store in New Hampshire, a store in Rhode Island, a store in Massachusetts, and every state has different rules, but her stores in Massachusetts are doing very well. She's only down like 20%.
Wow. Well,
and she's got the whole thing. She's got the whole thing where they clean the cars and people are not test driving. They're just buying.
Right.
And to your point, there's not a lot of negotiation.
Well, like I said, when it's zero interest and they're selling it at, what do they call that, employee pricing? Where's the negotiation anyway? Let me take a break. When we come back, I know you got some news about what's going on with Hertz, and there's some special deals with some special cars maybe for you guys. Yeah. We'll take a little break. Josh Hancock and myself, we'll be right back. This is The Drive.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, Josh Hancock joining us, the man in Hollywood there that used to work with producers to match the car with the character. But nobody's working in Hollywood.
The man that used to shower and take care of himself now has a beard. He's up 30 pounds.
Do you have a beard? Have you seen my beard? I grew a beard.
Other than that, yes, Alan, the whole world has seen your beard.
it's the weirdest thing in the world. Anyway, I feel like I'm wearing my underwear on my head. It's that foreign to me. You know, well, okay, I do it every now and then, but the beard is foreign. Anyway. All right, tell me about Hertz. We got about 5 minutes here. So, what's going on with Hertz?
Well, first off, I'm sure you've read, Hertz has got to come up with $400 million by the end of this month, and there's a chance that they may go bankrupt. And the reason that this story is getting so much traction, I mean, Hertz doesn't lease its cars. It does program cars. It's a little bit different. And those program cars are, I guess, harder to get out of. And it's a lump sum payment to the manufacturers. And it's very different. I also did not realize, because at one time, Ford owned Hertz, right?
Right.
But it turns out that the bulk of their fleet now, number one is General Motors. Ooh. Number two is FCA.
Ooh.
If they were to go down, they would put 500,000 used cars into the market.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is making the manufacturer shake in their boots, because it's not only going to affect used car prices, it's going to affect new car prices, because most of those cars are so new.
Yeah. Well, I did buy a Hertz, previously owned by Hertz car, actually an SUV, a Ford Expedition, about 6 or 7 years ago, over at Galpin Ford, where we used to do the show there. And fantastic. It had like, you know, 12,000 miles or 17,000 miles, whatever it was. And never had a problem with
it. Here's what you know about the cars that come out of rental agencies. The only ones that they sell are in good enough shape to sell. They don't wholesale them. They've all been serviced by the book. They don't miss an oil change. They don't miss filters. They do all of that. So the only downside is if they've been washed 800,000 times, and you see that the paint's a little weary. But otherwise, service-wise, they're usually done pretty well. So, I want to tell you that Hertz ordered 100, I think they're 2019s or 2018s, Corvette Z06 Special Editions.
They ordered them, but did they ever get them? Are you saying they have them?
I take this back. They are in control of 100 cars right now, and they're starting to sell them off.
Okay, gotcha. So they had ordered them and got them and not have many miles on them, I'll guarantee it.
Correct. And they are starting to sell those cars to raise money, and those cars have 650 horsepower.
Mm.
They originally were priced out at just under $100,000, and they're selling them for closer. They're all under $60,000, and some are probably closer to $50,000. And I think, wow, you're going to get a limited edition Hertz car, just like as we know, Hertz famous for Mega for ordering Shelby Mustangs. They were special.
Right.
Mustangs made by Shelby for Hertz. This is along those lines. And to get a Z06 with 650 turbocharged V8 for $50,000 might be a steal.
Yeah, that's that. And you know what? Let me just tell you, even though the new, you know, the C8, which is the current, you know, mid-engine Corvette, is awesome. I have not driven one, but everything I've ever heard from anybody is that they're awesome. That last generation Z06 was also awesome. So
it really was, and I like the looks of that last generation. I mean, I like it more and more. I love the new car, like you say, but you see the old one now, and there's something very special about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so where do people buy them?
All yellow with black stripes,
which is fine. Where do people buy them? I mean, you get a hold of, go on the website, I guess, for Hertz.
Correct, and Hertz has lots of used car lots, actually.
Yeah, no, I know it's a good deal.
It's a good find. It's a good tip.
Yep. Well, I wish you the best. You can always come here and do construction work with me because that's essential.
Don't worry about me, Alan. Don't you worry.
I know you built a log home. You told me years ago. Listen. I'm in Oregon, brother. We got lots of trees. Let's build some log houses. All right, Josh.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Be safe out there. I'm Alan Taylor. This is The Drive. There's another hour coming up next. We're going to talk with Ed Justice Jr. And, you know, Ed, he's a long talker, baby. He could do 3 hours without even taking a breath.
You're loading Ed.
All right, I will. We'll be right back. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I can tell you right now, it is time for us to go to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and talk to my friend, Ed Justice Jr., who is probably trackside right now. Ed, what's going on there at the racetrack?
I wish I was at the racetrack.
You would be normally.
You know, it's so funny. I mean, I have the Indianapolis 500 itch.
Yeah.
You know, here we are, Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
And, wow, what can I tell you?
I know.
It's withdrawals. It's so weird how it just doesn't feel right in so many respects.
Remember, and I know, I think we were together, but remember when 9/11 happened back in 2001?
Yeah.
And the flavor in the air was down. It was, but, you know, I mean, Memorial Day is such an important day because we're honoring the fallen, you know, and so when our patriots get together, that energy it's palpable. You can feel it in the air. Even though we are still patriotic, there was a flavor in the air of of sadness. And now it's hard to compare what's going on here with this corona thing to what happened in 9/11, because that was a blatant attack. But I got to tell you, the sadness is in the air that we are being almost held prisoner in our own land by our own government in many instances, you know, and the state that I'm in, I don't know about how California is right now, but it seems like you guys are pretty locked down.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, the problem that a lot of people, you know, I was watching, last weekend, there were riots in Poland. There were riots in Germany.
Oh, yeah. It's a global thing.
England.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't mean like people just holding signs. I'm talking about police
violence,
and the people getting in a scuffle.
Yeah.
To put it one way. So it's a global thing. But yeah, here in California, I mean, we have areas. California is a big enough state that we have areas that are really not affected compared to other areas that are. So, I mean, it's creating a lot of tension amongst people, that's for sure.
Yeah. The NASCAR finally last weekend had its first race, and I did not watch. I was busy doing honeydew stuff outdoors. You know, I don't know how many people watch, but I know one thing. Ed Justice will know. What do you know, Ed?
Well, NASCAR kicked it off.
Did it really?
First sporting event. And then, of course, there was the Skins game. NASCAR was on Fox, and they got anywhere. It depends on where you read this. These are the type of things that cause arguments between people and between spouses. You know, somebody dies, and they say he was 50, and then your wife might hear that he was 52, and you go home and you say, and you get in an argument. Well, it's anywhere from 6.3 million viewers for the NASCAR event to 7 million viewers on Fox. And the golf got 2.35 million viewers on NBC.
That's a lot more than I thought for NASCAR.
I'm a racing guy, so I'd say that NASCAR sort of blew the Skins game off into the weeds, but not that I don't like golf, because golf is a great game too. So
yeah. Well, so let me ask you something here. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
And was it, can I say this word, exciting, or did it feel different? How did it feel?
There was nobody in the grandstands.
Right.
I know. I thought somebody, I didn't see it, but I thought somebody's going to try and be a wise guy and say, hey, there's nobody in the grandstand.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. They won't let them in the grandstand.
That's right.
You know, it was different for this reason. If you didn't know this, and you probably don't, there was no practice and no qualifying. So they picked for position. In go-karting, they call it pee picking. And nobody had been on the track. And so when they took off and they started, number one, the track was dirty. I mean, there was a lot of dust coming up and all that. But everybody was on the same playing field as a figure of speech.
Right.
And, you know, there's always going to be a certain percentage of people that, well, this was wrong, that was wrong, and, you know, no practice. Well, watching practice for a lot of people, quite frankly, is like watching paint dry. You know, I mean, for some people, you know, I mean,
yeah.
A hardcore race fan, they can enjoy it. But for other people, they go, hey, come on, really? I mean, you know, there's just a few cars. They're not racing for anything. They've got no skin in the game,
right,
per se.
All right, hold tight. I got to take a break. It sounds to me like with the dirty track and the no fans, it was like Mad Max NASCAR race 2020. We're talking with Ed Justice Jr. He's talking about, I didn't watch it, the NASCAR race, first one of the season. I almost need to go back and watch it just so I can see it. Very interesting. Our world has changed. This is The Drive. We'll talk more on the other side. Stay with us.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
You're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show brought to you in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Thank goodness. Ed Justice Jr. joining us from Justice Brothers, America's brand for quality. I started out saying, hey, Ed's at the Indy 500. Well, it's not happening. Really kind of sad. But, you know, and Ed would be there. I would probably be there, too. But NASCAR did have a race last weekend. I know they're going to keep going with this, but it sounds to me like the way you described it, Ed, it must have just been an odd thing to witness. Imagine being there, the guys and the gals and the people that were involved. That just must have been weird, like surreal, you know?
Yeah, well, number one, I'm not totally aware of all the restrictions, you know, verbatim. That's really not my thing, but... Anyway, I do know that over a certain age that they wouldn't allow you to attend as part of the crew.
Wow.
Which, surprisingly enough, hey, that included Roger Penske.
Oh, no.
You know, Roger's 80-some years of
right.
age. And so, yeah.
The poor guy.
That's an oddity.
Yeah.
I mean, let me...
Well, think about it. Look, he's got the, you know, he just bought the Indy 500, or the, I should say, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
And the series.
And now he can't even go to a NASCAR. He must feel like Pete Rose in a baseball game.
I don't think it's that. But anyway, no. But yeah, you know, it's they had to wear masks. And Kevin Harvick said when he won the race that it was weird. I mean, after he did his burnouts and he's coming in, it's like quiet.
Yeah.
Where is everybody?
Right.
You know, it's crickets.
Anticlimactic.
Hey, you know, I mean.
Yeah,
you know.
Everybody's usually holding him up and hugging him and kissing him, and he's like standing there alone going, hoo-hoo, I won, hoo-hoo.
Yeah, it's just weird. You know, that intro music with Chickenfoot, of course, one of Sammy Hagar's bands.
Right.
It reminded me that exactly coming up a year ago, exactly a year ago, I saw Sammy and my good friend Michael Anthony, who I went to high school with, who's a bass player, you know, for Van Halen and
right.
Chickenfoot, and now with the Circle, they were at Indy, and I got a chance to see them in concert, and so there's another memory from it. It's hard to believe it was a year ago, as they say,
right?
But anyway, you know, it's good to see it coming back. People, I really find that mentally this is wearing on a lot of people quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it's hit a point where some people, I've been listening to some people wondering whether the cure is worse than the disease.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you're seeing so much financial misery being inflicted on people.
Yeah.
And not quite sure where this is all going to go. I mean, it's the bankruptcy courts are going to be busy. And I don't say that trying to be cute or funny. I mean, it's not good.
No, it's not. Let me
ask you. I know we'll come out of it. I mean, look, I don't doubt we're not going to come out of it. But, boy, there's a lot of pain in the process.
Well, and you're right. But what happens is, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I believe that possibly, I should say very possibly, our country and our world needed something as a wake-up call. Because if this kind of stuff is what's going on with something that, okay, let's just say it's double what a common cold is, and because that's probably about how many deaths we'll have that people would have been taken by a common cold because it affects the weak and the people that already had pre-existing problems. But the enemy, our enemies are watching what's happening, how our entire world is disrupted by this almost a psychological and the chemical warfare, germ warfare. So, I mean, really, this is a bit scary, and we all need to be prepared. And I think, you know, this is kind of going to be the rebirth of the Prepper Show on Lifestyle Network or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's one of those things that we're going to learn a lot. We're going to hopefully learn what we did right. And hopefully learn what we did wrong.
Yeah.
And it'll get us prepared better for the next time. Hopefully, if there is a next time. But as you said, really, I mean, that's a good case. There's a feeling that we are supposed to be able to figure out the answer to this. And we don't have the answer to the common cold
that's right.
and a lot of other things.
That's exactly right. Ed Justice Jr., not at the Indianapolis 500 this weekend because it's been canceled. Thank you, Ed. Really appreciate it.
All righty. No problem. Great to be on with you.
Thank you. Justice Brothers, America's brand for quality. Check them out. And this is The Drive. We'll be right back.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Well, joining me now is the guy, the man, the one and only Stephen Cole Smith, and motorsports reporter. He works with Auto Week, Automobile Magazine, Grassroots Motorsports, and he is in the know. And he puts his, boy, he puts his opinions out there, not afraid to get kicked in the gonads. I know that it happens in our business every now and then, but Steve, you are the truth teller. But I understand you're mad about something. What do you got going on there?
No, it's I shouldn't bring the show down with petty problems. It's we shouldn't.
You know, what do you got? Come on. Weekend,
but I'll tell you. I mean,
thank you.
I'm a little annoyed, Alan, that the president gets to take, you know, a potentially fatal drug that really doesn't help. And I'm trying to get my hands on some hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
And my doctor says, you know, no, that's not a good idea. And I say, the president's taking it for absolutely no reason whatsoever, except I think one of his kids has stock in the company. I want to take it. And he says, no, you can't take it.
I've got a solution.
Get COVID-19 then.
Yeah, right.
A story where a woman is on lupus and has been taking it for 19 years and still got COVID-19.
Really?
It's like if the president's, I mean, if there was a potentially fatal drug that didn't work, Obama would have it out here for me. He would get it for me.
Right. You are getting political. But I will tell you. All you got to do to get this stuff is tell your doctor you've got rheumatoid arthritis, because that's what they give people that have arthritis. You look like you have arthritis, Steve.
I got neuralgia and neurosis. I've got all kinds of things.
See?
But I tell you, I think I'm putting my support behind the third candidate this year.
Who is it? Whoever it is, you don't care.
I don't know, but it's he, she, or it, being Martian, I'll probably set him 5 minutes.
Oh, goodness. Well, I might run, and I'm going to have one voter. It'll be you.
Hey, there you go. I've doubled your votes, man.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so I'll get you some hydroxy. I've got a special outlet for it. Don't worry. There's a guy over at the homeless center that's got a bag full.
Dark chloride.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, maybe that's a problem. I don't know how to pronounce it.
You got to be able to say it first, brother.
Oh, we're screwed.
Okay, so here we are, Memorial Day weekend, and there ain't no Indy 500. I was just talking to Ed Justice about it. Normally, there's a lot of people that would, you know, they would be somewhere else this weekend, but this weekend instead, they're cleaning out the gutters. They're not at any, well, I don't know. I mean, maybe, is there anything we can go to as racing fans?
Absolutely. You can park in the parking lot of Charlotte Speedway and roll your window down and hear the cars in there on Memorial Day Sunday. They're running the, the Coke 600. You can't go. But they actually started last weekend. NASCAR started a little early at Darlington. Kevin Harvick won in front of some pretty good audience numbers at Darlington. Of course, no one was there.
Right.
Couldn't be there.
Yep.
And then Tuesday night, you know, I really can't tell you who won the Xfinity race, because I don't care about who wins races on Tuesday nights, but because it was rained out. And then they had problems with rain on Wednesday for the Cup race at Darlington again Wednesday night. So they moved the starting time to 6 p.m. Eastern time, which of course is great for you guys out west. You know, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday, you know, what else are you going to do except, you know, sit down in front of the television and watch it?
Well, we should be working, but most people are not right now because of the lockdown stuff. But I get your point.
Well, yeah. The average NASCAR viewer, you know, at McDonald's or Circle K is very, very possibly working. So I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. They've got a lot of viewers who are actually in management at McDonald's and Circle K, okay, so I don't want to denigrate the average NASCAR viewer.
Right.
So, anyway, they and everybody will be watching tomorrow because, and I did a column on this, this is a break NASCAR cannot afford to screw up. There's nothing else going on tomorrow. There's no IndyCar race. There's no Monaco, you know, the Grand Prix. There's no IMSA race, but there's never an IMSA race or you know, on that day. But NASCAR pretty well owns Memorial Day. It's still an evening start. They could have probably moved it up. I don't know what the network has going on the rest of the day, but it's an evening start, and I will be watching it because, you know, it's I like Charlotte. I like the 600 because things happen in that last 100 miles that generally don't happen in a 500-mile race. I mean, I had Jack Roush tell me once that if he runs an engine, and this was years ago when everybody had money, if he runs an engine in a 500-mile race and if he goes 510 miles and the engine hasn't broken by then he's built it too stout. He's built it with too many heavy parts. He needs to go back and look at lightning something.
Wow.
I mean, these guys are, I mean, it's changed since those days, of course, because, you know, everybody's trying to save money, including me and including NASCAR.
Right.
But, you know, still, things happen in that last 100 miles. There's guys in there that have only run Xfinity races, you know, for maybe 250 miles. That have run a couple of 500-mile races now. They've never run a 600-mile race. So yeah, it'll be a first for a lot of these guys.
Well, all right, hang tight. Let's take a break. How many people will be in the stands? Like you said, there'll be people in the parking lot so they can hear and smell the race, but they'll have to watch it on their iPhone or something. Talking to Stephen Cole Smith, automotive journalist for Auto Week, Automobile Magazine, and Grassroots Motorsport, and our ace reporter here at The Drive. We'll be right back.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
And joining us is Stephen Cole Smith, automotive journalist, motorsports reporter for Auto Week, Automobile Magazine, and Grassroots Motorsports, and us here at The Drive. Thanks to our friends at Brembo, the choice of champions, brake company, buybrembo.com on the web. You can find them there if you want to buy some of their products. But most of the racers use Brembo. I'll say that right out of the gate. Stephen Cole Smith, when we're talking about these races that the audience is zero because we're not allowed to go to these events, what happens with the media part of that whole thing? Are you allowed to go?
You know, that's a great question. And probably one reason why I'm willing to make fun of NASCAR because they have completely forgotten about most of us because there are four reporters, period, allowed at these NASCAR races where, you know, the fans can come. Four. Associated Press, one from a local paper, and two more selected from a group of members of a riding association that me and most people I know are not members of. So, you know, even though Homestead is coming up down at Miami, I'd love to drive down. I'd love to see it. They've got a big press room. Everybody can sit six feet apart if you got 40 people in there. But no, there's just four people. So limited press coverage. And no, I'm not going to be going until the fans go, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's just bizarre. But interestingly enough, I think that, and I've said it before, I kind of think America needed this wake-up call for every single reason we're experiencing, and you just talked about one more. Because what we used to get from our sporting events, our motor sporting events, and even normal television, the news is wackadoodle these days. It's literally the Hatfields and the McCoys, the left and the right fighting it out. And they do it in plain sight on the news. But what happens is we are so sequestered to our homes and away from the things that we love to do that I think people are going to start demanding their rights, their constitutional rights that are being infringed upon. I mean, look at even going to church. We can't go to church. And there's lawsuits flying around back and forth. And, you know, the Constitution is written that, you know, even in times of peril, we don't lose our constitutional rights. So it's a really good wake-up call for America. So it's a little political thing for me to say, but I don't mind. I'm putting it out there.
Well, you know, I'm in Florida, which is one of the early adopter states. You know, we're not quite as far ahead as Georgia. And so far, so good. But does that mean people are not wearing masks? No, a lot of people. More people now than ever are wearing masks if I go in a store. Does it mean if I go to a restaurant, I have to sit 6 feet away from a crying baby? Yeah, I'd be more than happy to sit 12 or 15 feet away.
Right.
When you talk about this being a good thing, I agree there's a huge amount of things that people have rediscovered, such as their family and their home and their children. I've rediscovered what it's like to have a zero balance in my checking account,
right,
which is certainly, at my age, an energy builder. But, you know, I agree. There are some good things coming out of this, and I just want to know when we're coming out of this. I'm just hoping it's not forever.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that, I remember you and I, of course, remember losing Dale Earnhardt. Horrible time.
Right.
But what came out of that was safe walls and the Hans device and all kinds of things that were mandated to keep our racers alive. And I get all that. That's good. So the good that came out of losing Dale Earnhardt, probably, you know, it's like, and at some point, would you say, if somebody said to you, listen, pick your favorite driver, and we're going to take him out back and slaughter him, and right, then we'll make some good rule changes. Well, the reality is that our country is kind of screwed up right now, and they keep on throwing that in our face, you know, that who are we going to risk? So sadly, we all have to err on the side of caution, whether we like to or not. I mean, because look, I have a friend who was talking about this. She's like, I'm going to Moses Lake, Washington. They have zero cases there. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what she said.
Right.
And I thought to myself, interesting. Well, 10 minutes ago, a friend of mine came in from Pittsburgh. She's wearing a mask, and I'm like, hey, it's just you and me. You know, you're 10 feet away from me. You don't have to wear that if you don't want. She goes, no. She goes, I just came from Pittsburgh. She goes, there's a lot of this stuff there. She goes, I'm going to do this for your sake. And I went, okay, I respect that. She just came from a highly infected area. So everybody has to be responsible, which guess what? What is, if you think about the word responsibility, it's the ability to respond. We have to actually respond properly and thoughtfully, individually. Each and every one of us has to be thoughtful of the other human being, and where you live and where you go, that will dictate how you act. And I think that the good that'll come out of this is that humanity will raise its consciousness, I believe.
Well, I got to tell you, Alan, if you're talking about coming down on one side or the other, one side is telling me to sit in my chair and not move for a long, long time.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I'm kind of going with that side. I can do that. You know, I can get through this thing if I sit on my ass and watch television until they turn it off. But, you know, one of the problems is I don't know who to believe. I don't really believe Trump, who's on one side, and Dr. Fauci, who I think would have us sequester through 2025 if it was up to him. That way no one would ever get it. You know, I don't know who to believe in the middle. So you just kind of just go and do something that makes sense to you and hope that it works out in the end.
You know what? We have a phone call, actually. What? Hold on a sec. He wants to. Yeah, they're saying he wants to talk to you, Steve. Hold on a sec. Let's bring him on here.
Hello? Hello, is this Stephen Goldsmith.
It is Stephen Goldsmith. Who is I have the pleasure of speaking to?
This is Dr. Fauci. I would like to.
I'm amazed you have time and listen to Alan's show, but I'm really grateful.
Well, I just happen to be a big NASCAR fan, and I was wanting to know what was going on this weekend. But I want you to know that you have our permission to buy yourself a new easy chair. Because if you're going to be sequestered, as I have suggested to Mr. Trump for a long time, you're all going to need to go out and buy new easy chairs and get one with a cup holder, because it's more convenient and you won't have a messy mess if you spill your soda pop. Okay?
But Dr. Fauci, they turned down my small business loan, so I don't know how to pay for it.
I'm sorry. That's somebody else. I'm only the scientist here, Steve.
Very good. Well, man, I appreciate it. I will do exactly what you say because you're the doctor.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you.
Dr. Fauci, thank you for being on the show. I'm sorry. I had to do that. He called in.
Exactly like Dr. Fauci. Exactly.
Oh, it's too good. I couldn't resist, Steve. Hold on. We'll take a break. Okay. A new easy chair sounds good, though. I was talking to BJ in the first hour. When I sat in her easy chair, I'm like, my easy chair is junk in comparison to yours. Wow. Anyway, we'll take a little break. This is, I have to think of the name of the show. It's called The Drive, not The Easy Chair. But we could do some commercials for easy chairs. I'm looking for advertisers. We'll be right back on Easy Chair Radio. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. My guest today, my friend, my friend, Stephen Goldsmith. I honestly, I love having you on the show. I cherish our friendship. We don't always agree on everything, but we do agree on a lot of things. And it doesn't matter. I don't mind disagreeing with somebody that's a friend of mine, but it's how we disagree with each other. You watch Facebook lately, the social media stuff. It's going crazy. I mean, I want to turn it off, but then when I get bored later on, I turn it back on. There it is again. It's a virus. It's sad.
Yeah, I go from one cat picture to another. I just can't deal with. I mean, you and I both have good friends who are on far, far left and right to where even you and I are, and I'm not going to lose my friends. So, you know, I just choose not to participate.
That's it. It's sometimes you just can't. All right, let's get back to motorsports. Of course, you work with Auto Week, Automobile Magazine, and Grassroots Motorsports. The motorsporting world is kind of on its ear a little bit. We can watch, we cannot attend, but the Indy 500 would technically be going on this weekend, Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
And
right.
So are they doing anything? I mean, what's going on in IndyCar?
Well, IndyCar is coming back June 6th at Texas Motor Speedway, just north of Fort Worth. And the guy that runs it's not happy because, of course, there will be no fans. And with IndyCar, a large percentage of the amount of money that the track makes is from the fans. So he's kind of taking one for the team here by agreeing to open the season for IndyCar on June 6th.
Right.
June 27th, Richmond. July 4th, Indy. That's where they're running the Indy 500. And then July 18th, Iowa. I don't know if they have it any farther than that back. But one of the problems running it on Indy weekend is that's also the announcement that IMSA made that they're starting back their season at Daytona, where they started it, and where they used to run for years. You probably remember the old Paul Revere 250 sports car race that ran in conjunction with the Pepsi 400.
Yeah.
They're kind of doing that again. So they're bringing that back July 4th again. Nobody in the stands. And then picking it back up again at Sebring, two first events in Florida, July 17th and 18th. Mm. So when are they going to be able to have fans back in the stands? They're kind of hoping that maybe Road America, July 31st through August 2nd, maybe they'll have fans then, you know, starting with August. Basically everybody. But, you know, again, we're talking about what state, you know, all different things you got to go through. So I don't know what's going to happen then, but it's going to happen. But maybe we're going to have to watch it on TV. And I'm really getting tired of that. I'm going to have to go to some kind of short track race here eventually.
Oh, wait a minute.
And by the way, the race back at Indy on July 4th is not the Indy 500. It's a race for Indy cars at Indy, which is going to be in the road course. The actual Indy 500 that they're calling the Indy 500 isn't until August 23rd. And again, they put it back there because they're hoping that's going to get fans, because you can imagine looking at Indianapolis Motor Speedway with nobody in it for the Indy 500 and how much money that's going to lose for the series and for the track.
Well, breaking news, just got a email handed to me. Thank you to my producers. Lazy Boy has just become a new sponsor of the show. So this is now the Lazy Boy Recliner Motorsports Report, brought to you in part by Stephen Colesman.
It's always been the Lazy Boy Motorsports Report as long as I've been on here, dude. You will not have to change your letterhead for that.
Do you think though, Steve, do you think that motorsports has changed forever because of this? Is this the tipping point? I mean, we've got e-racing. We've got now people doing more. We talked about this, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago about how you were given a console and then you had to buy the steering wheel and the pedals and all the stuff to have the kind of the virtual racing stuff. Is our world changing to the point that the best of motorsports is behind us? It's a heavy question.
Tough question.
Yeah.
I mean, after 9/11, everybody wanted to know if our world had changed, and you know, after the storm that hit New Orleans and Mississippi.
Oh, right.
You know, after the hurricane, you know, is our life going to change? Motorsports, I think motorsports is probably going to take a hit, because once you don't give somebody something, they take it away, you know, a lot of things, and then you say it's available again. Sometimes it's easy to forget about little things, the minor things. Of course, you're coming back, you're going to keep, you know, watching the NFL and some of that stuff. But, you know, I think some of the fans that are kind of on the edge, the casual fans, I think we're probably possibly we're going to lose them, and we're going to possibly lose some racetracks. They announced in Austin a few days ago that there will probably be no major event in Austin for the rest of the year, period.
Ooh.
Give Circuit of the Americas absolutely no real income for an entire year. And it was not exactly, I don't want to say, you know, losing money, but it's been a tough business situation to sit there and not be able to make a dime off that track unless you can figure out some ways to, you know, rent it just enough to keep the lights on. But
right.
I do know that they have applied and I think have received these small business loan, which is
but
$400 million racetrack. I'm not sure that's what it was made for, but good for them if they did.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I think motorsports in general has changed. Will it be for the better? Man, I hope so. I'd love to thank everybody.
All right, let's talk more on the other side of this break. It's scary stuff, people. We'll be right back. It's The Drive.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Our show brought to you in part by Subaru and the new Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Subaru. Thanks for the sponsorship, Subaru. Stephen Colesmith joining us. Interesting times, to say the least. And we were talking about social media earlier, Steve. you had an article, I don't know, it was earlier in the week, the president of General Motors, Mark Royce, who I'm friends with, and I saw that he had commented on it, wasn't too happy with the story you wrote. But what was that? Maybe you could give a little behind the scenes.
I was kind of surprised. You know, the column was about the fact that Corvette and Porsche, at least the U.S. parts of Porsche, are not going to the 24 Hours of Le Mans, which is scheduled for late September, assuming they have it. This is the first race there hasn't been that Corvette hasn't gone to in 20 years. They have amazing history there. They have the brand new C8 mid-engine car, which is a very solid car. And they're not going, and this was announced in an anonymous little tweet, which surprised the heck out of me, because this is kind of big news. You know, right. We're not going to Le Mans for 20 years. And the tweet said, well, you know, there's circumstances we're not going, maybe. And it said, maybe we'll be able to go back someday, which really surprised me. I was stunned at that, because every manufacturer wants to win Le Mans. And a lot of the people that are in IMSA are there because they want to eventually someday go to Le Mans and win in front of the world.
Right.
So I said, you know, I was speculating because Chevrolet didn't give any reasons. And I, of course, mentioned the virus. And I also brought up the fact that while Corvette had fast times in the Daytona 24 hours, the new Corvette was pretty much as fast as anybody. They did run a World Endurance Championship race in Texas. Well, I take that back. Coda did have one race down there that nobody went to. And those were the cars that Corvette will be racing against at Le Mans if they win. And this is another series that actually starts its year early in the last calendar year, ends up at Le Mans. These guys have had 6, 8, 10-hour races, half a dozen of them, to tune up for the 24 hours. And they're the ones that brought the game to the Circuit of the Americas, and Corvette sent one car with two drivers, and they were by 2 seconds the slowest car on the grid. And I just mentioned that, and mentioned the fact that both drivers said, that's as fast as it'll go. The car won't go any faster. There's nothing we can do to make it go faster. So I said, you know, whether or not that is an issue, that they found something at that last race that would make them not competitive at Le Mans, I don't know. Maybe that's an issue. And I apparently said that too harshly, because Mark Royce just lit into me in Facebook and Twitter saying, well, the first one, he said, this is just terrible, I think, to suggest that Corvette is not going to Le Mans because of our pace in our first race at Daytona, which is wrong. I said they had a good race at Daytona. It's just ridiculous. Never give up is our creed, no matter what. We have a crisis and a commitment to IMSA as well. Shame on Auto Week, and apparently for me, for this reporting, and I'm doing little air quotes around reporting.
Right.
And he wasn't through that. I mean, he came back, and I guess I could have written it, you know, and said that, you know, surely by the time that rolls around, and having some IMSA races in their back pocket, if IMSA starts indeed on July 4th, you know, maybe they'd be competitive at 24. But, you know, I didn't say anything that was wrong, and I wasn't surprised somebody kicked back. I was surprised it was the friggin' president of GM. I thought he had people that worked for him that did things like that.
Right.
But the good news is he reads me and he reads Auto Week, or at least he used to, doesn't anymore. So hopefully he'll come back if I write a good Corvette story, which, Mr. Royce, if you're listening, 99 out of 100 stories I've written on Corvette, I was the first one at Atlanta at the test more than 20 years ago when they first rolled out this car to test. I was the only guy there for Car and Driver. I've been writing good stuff about Corvette since then, and I think you could possibly forgive me for this.
Well, you know what? These are some perilous times, and tensions are high. I think it'll blow by. Everybody makes, you know, everybody has a chance to. Gosh, I don't even know how to respond. I'll just leave it at that. It was a good.
It used to be that every executive was older than I was, and I figure they'll retire before I do, which is fine. I'm older than Royce, so I'll be dead before he will. It'll never blow over with this guy.
Right. Well, you never know. Who knows? I think it will. These are some odd times, bro. All I can say is that maybe they're thinking, we don't want to go this year because this is just a bad year. Let's just let it be in the history books as we hung back. We paused and just said, nope, not a good year. Yeah. Stephen Cole Smith, you're a good man. Thank you, sir. I appreciate everything you do.
Always a pleasure, Alan. Have a great weekend, man.
You too. Have a great weekend. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on The Drive. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.